Ameren, Illinois is planning a 10-mile high-voltage transmission line from near Hudson to Normal. It's part of the company's $45 million project to modernize transmission systems in McLean County. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Ameren project manager Jamie Stone, who says the company wants residents to tell them how construction will affect their land.
The McLean County Reliability Project is proposed to ensure reliability and modernize the transmission system by way of a 10-mile line in McLean County from the existing McLean County substation to the new Hershey substation.
Define increased reliability for listeners, would you? What exactly does that mean compared to what they have now, which is not bad?
Increased reliability basically means that I'm going to use the highway analogy here. So we have a highway and you want to get from point A to point B, but due to road construction, maybe a road damage, something like that, you can't get all the way to your point B. So now we're going to provide, rather than using small side roads to take a lot longer to get there, we're going to provide an extra highway. Now you can go around whatever the obstruction is and you can get there and ensure that whenever that highway is closed down that you'll still be able to get to where you need to go.
What's it going to look like for people who are driving by or who may see something going by their yard?
It's a steel monopole is the technical term that we use for the construction. It's a tall steel pole on a concrete foundation with wire, so it's got less footprint, less visibility as far as the horizon compared to existing large lattice structures.
Compare it to those older existing large lattice structures. What's the difference in footprint and what's the difference in aesthetics?
I would say at its largest, a steel monopole foundation could be around 10 foot in diameter. So it's a fairly small footprint compared to a lattice structure, which has four legs. The square can range anywhere, I imagine, from a 20-foot square up to several hundred feet, depending on the size of that tower. And then we have wood pole construction that you see that's usually two wood poles. So now you have two poles and sometimes guy wires that you're trying to farm around. And the steel monopole is just that one 10-foot circle, so you can cattle can graze, or you can grow agriculture right up to the foundation.
Do you prefer to go a rural route or an urban route along a major arterial like Rab Road? What are the trade-offs in deciding a particular route?
We use four criteria for deciding a route: opportunities, sensitivities, technical guidelines, and regulations. So opportunities would be existing corridors that already have some sort of utility there, maybe existing easements. And then sensitivities are to avoid people's homes, daycares, churches, farmland, watersheds, things of that nature. Then we have to look at also being cost effective and using so that we can build it from a technical standpoint and still be cost effective.
Let me return to the reliability issue. Give me a better sense of how much more reliable it will be in terms of expected flickers per year or per 5 years or brownout capacity and under peak usage, or what other metrics you use?
Ameren generally takes a proactive standpoint in doing studies of that kind of nature from, like I said, earlier was 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. So growth doesn't always look the same as expansion throughout the entire county, but it could be other growth like electric vehicles or things that aren't necessarily expanding by footprint, but expanding by power load. So in order to be there down the road when it's needed, this redundancy would satisfy that for this particular area on that Bloomington Normal northeast kind of corner.
Growth in this urban area has slowed over the last 5, 6, 7 years. What are you projecting for growth in power demand?
I don't know the exact numbers from our studies. It will be included in our testimony, but I don't know what the exact numbers were, but they were positive over, have been for the past 12 years and continue to show positive over the next 5 to 10.
Are there societal trends that will either increase the need or mitigate the need, such as increased use of electric cars or increased use of home generation through solar power?
I can't speak to how much solar usage is going to happen. I can't predict that in the area, so I don't know how much that would retract from the grid, but we do see electric vehicles and otherwise they call smart growth, which may be growing up rather than out, and that's what we're basing our studies on.
So smart growth is part of the case for this project?
Correct.
What do you want to know from the public?
I want to know where their pinch points are and where their pain points are, so where we've drawn segments to indicate to the public that have potential to be a route down the road, if there's something there that we can't gain just from maps and geographical data. So I want their input. I want them to also know that we're listening to their input so that we can make the best decision on a route.
The map of potential route segments looks like a grid, but in terms of drawing a straight line from northwest to southeast in Hudson Township to Rab and Hershey, a hypotenuse of the triangle would be the least throw for you. How much difference does directness make in cost?
Obviously, the shortest line would be the least expensive line from just the construction of the line standpoint. But to cross several farms on a diagonal would probably prove to be more expensive than the line construction would be decreased. So we would be not only upsetting landowners that now have a line going right through the middle of their farm, but agreements with the Farm Bureau and other such entities don't really encourage that sort of routing.
When you get input from the public, you're going to develop how many preferred routes or alternative routes, and then how do you go forward with the Illinois Commerce Commission in the approval process?
So I've been using the term whittle it down, so we'll whittle down this segments, the sort of grid, down to what look like paths and get further input, and then at that point we look to have two defined routes by the end of the year. Those are what we will submit to the ICC sort of as a primary and alternative. At that point, the ICC has final ruling to select one or the other or a combination of the two in order to fulfill the certificate.
It's a $45 million project. What's it going to cost people?
It should cost people roughly 18 cents a month on their energy bill.
Over what period?
Over the life of the asset.
How long is the asset going to live in an accounting sense?
In an accounting sense, roughly 60 years.
So that's 18 cents per month, so it's about $1.50 per year. And do local ratepayers pay that, or everyone in the Ameren territories?
Ameren, Illinois customers throughout the state.
We had talked about it being a single shaft steel pole. 75 to 130 feet tall is typical. How deep underground does it go?
Foundations average 25 to 35 feet deep.
Do you yank the pillars and pylons, or at the end of its useful life, whenever that might be, it could be a lot longer than 60 years, do you tear it out of the ground and restore it, or what happens?
Currently, as we replace aging infrastructure in other areas, we remove the existing and rebuild or install new.
And how often do you have to install new as opposed to reuse it with a little tweaking?
This sort of construction has not reached the end of its life in our area at this point in time. So currently, we would be talking about wood structures that have reached the end of their life that we're replacing with a more robust structure, such as the steel shaft.
People love their trees. What's the impact on forestation of this route, this line?
Hopefully none, but there are very few trees in the area. There is a clearance. Well, we request a 100-foot wide easement, and that's driven to keep vegetation out of the transmission lines. So there would be trimming needed in that easement if there is vegetation that grows upward. Conductor clearance is a code minimum, 21 feet from the ground to the span, the bottom of the sag on the conductor or the wire. So the code dictates that we need to be at a minimum of 21 feet, but we design as needed depending upon the topography of the area.
How much difference are the newer style of pole going to make for farmers?
So they should retain the same land use that they have at this time. They can farm and allow their cattle to graze right up to the foundation, and then all of their farm equipment, including pivot sprayers and aerial dust, crop dusting, all of those things will still be able to happen as they do today.
Ameren Project Manager Jamie Stone talking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Once a route is chosen, Ameren Illinois will negotiate with landowners over the price of an easement. Public comment sessions will be held October 19th at the Radisson Hotel and November 14th at the Illinois State University Alumni Center. The project goes to the Illinois Commerce Commission for approval in February. You're listening to Sound Ideas.